There was a group of young men, American men, who were instructors, and they all hung up at the shed, like Hank and Jackson, Jim Jackson.
Okay.
You heard of
No, I
Jim?
haven't. No, not Jim Jackson. No.
They were kind of a sad group because they all, particularly Jim Jackson, they had everything to live for, but they drank too much, and it was almost self-destructive type of thing.
Well, it's interesting when you say that because that's where it does seem like, and I've never actually talked to anybody about this, but it seems like there was a little bit of like teetering on the line of being responsible partying and out of control partying. And so, how would, and alcohol being definitely central to that, what would you say about that? Is that
I think
true?
that's probably true. Yeah, and as far as I know, there were no drugs. It was a little later that pot began to come in a bit. People would leave a party and go behind a barn and have some pot. But I think that's true. I think Jim Jackson always comes to my mind. His wife lives and marries around. They had Peterson Brook Farm.
Oh, okay.
He had every money, and I don't know what Jim's education was, but he was definitely self-destructive.
Yeah.
And then there was that other man who just died a couple of years ago. He was part of that group too. I wish I could do better with the names. I visualize him, but their base was the shed.
Yeah, okay.
There
Yeah.
were definitely, Kenny can tell you many, many stories about that bunch of people.
Yeah. So, but there was, were they part of, there definitely seemed like there was an influx, I guess, or a number of people who came up who were basically young, but were, and financially secure, but not working anymore, or had some, or somehow able to live up here and be in their 30s and 40s and not working full time. Is that right? This seems like, trying to think now who was in the social
Well,
circle.
I think, well, I think the key is full time because those guys, all of them, including Jim Jackson, were ski instructors.
Okay. Now, were they self, they were self, I mean, they already, they were financially secure though. They weren't depending upon their ski instructor income to make, to live up here.
Yeah,
Okay.
particularly Jim Jackson.
Okay.
I don't know what it all, anyhow, he's from the New York area.
Yeah.
But sort of makes you wonder if that type of background was his problem. I remember the first time I ever saw him was at Hobnob. Hobnob used to be a big gathering place too.
Okay.
He was lying on a couch in the bar drunk. That was my first.
And young, right? He would have been pretty young at that time, right? 30s or 40s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, his ex-wife is a good friend of mine, Mary, and they used to live at Peterson Brook, and they used to at night take a ski mobile and go through the woods down to Top Notch for dinner.
Really?
Yeah, because you can just little
Sure.
trail down through there,
Wow.
which sounded like fun.
That does
Well,
sound like fun, yeah.